From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Ivriganya. A new firearms distribution center will soon be built in Columbia. Republican Governor Eric Greitens says it will bring new jobs. KBIA's Julian Coquille-Roame has more.
In a video posted on Thursday, Governor Greitens announced that American Outdoor Brands will invest $55 million to build a new site in the area in 2018. Greitens praised the impact of the decision, saying it will bring 328 new jobs to Columbia. Parker Bryden, the governor's spokesperson, says the state is open to discussion with any business willing to bring jobs to Missouri.
You know, we're encouraging all companies from all over the country and all over the world, in fact, that Missouri is open for business. And if you have jobs, we would love to have a conversation with you about what we can do to make them come here and create more opportunity for the people of Missouri.
The construction of the new 500,000 square feet facility will start this spring and will last until the end of 2018. Julian Coquille-Roame, KBIA News.
North Callaway School District will be moving from a five-day week to a four-day week in the 2017-2018 school year. Almost 65% of parents supported the change, according to an online survey. The district anticipates saving about 1% of its annual budget, which would be around $100,000. Superintendent Brian Thompson says he hopes this switch will help the district recruit stronger teachers. Start and end times have not been finalized, but Thompson says the schools might have to lengthen their days by about 35 minutes. A St. Louis man faces federal charges for allegedly making at least 8 bomb threats against Jewish organizations across the United States. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
31-year-old Juan M. Thompson is charged with one count of cyberstalking. The federal case filed in Manhattan says Thompson made the threats to intimidate an ex-girlfriend. He allegedly made some of the calls in his name and some of the calls in her name. The threats, which all turned out to be false, were among 90 made against Jewish institutions since the start of 2017, including the Jewish Community Center in St. Louis. Thompson has not been charged in connection with that particular incident. Thompson was arrested in St. Louis on Friday. The cyberstalking charge carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Missouri Auditor's Office whistleblower hotline received twice as many tips in 2016 than 2015. The Auditor's Office uses these tips to deal with government waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement. Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway says this increase could be due to a new online feature that allows users to submit tips anonymously. Galloway says allowing people to submit anonymously is an essential feature.
Look, some of the folks that contact our office, they might live in a small community, and being a whistleblower could be very uncomfortable for them in the place that they live.
Abby Ivriganya, KBIA News, Columbia.